You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we call it No Filter Friday, where we open up the phones and you get to talk about whatever you want or ask a question, have some fun, as long as it's something we can have some fun with. And a couple of people dropped off the line, so that opened two up. We've got to fill it.
Don't be scared. I mean, this is super easy. We're friendly. Don't get scared and hang up.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
Come on.
Jen was the first one in. Jen, what are you doing?
Hi, I'm actually driving to work.
Are you? Well, what is that work? What do you do?
I work for Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital. I'm a registrar, so I register patients for their appointments and surgeries and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
how's everything down at PSL today?
Well, I'm not there yet, but since I started almost 3 months ago, I've been sick twice. I've had strep throat and I've had COVID. So.
Oh my gosh. So, well, just get it out of the way, you know, get it done now. The only thing left is monkeypox, so you'll probably pick that up this week. And you'll be fine. Everything's going to be great.
Well, I really hope to God not, because I'm really super tired of being sick.
So. Yeah, you sound
I'm
a little
sick and tired of being sick and tired, right?
Do I sound? Yeah, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I know I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I was going to say, you sound a little raspy. Hopefully that's just not your voice in general, well, but that, you do sound sick.
You're not still contagious, I take it, since you're going into work, so.
No, I'm on amoxicillin. I've been on it for the past 3 days, so.
That's a good one. That'll kick it. That'll knock it out.
Yeah.
Does the old Z-Pack work with the strep throat or not?
No.
No.
Not really.
I always hated going in as a kid for the old throat culture. Do they still do that where they shove you?
I don't have insurance yet because I just started this job, you know, almost 3 months ago. So I had to do an online doctor visit and pay, you know, $65.
Yeah.
Took a picture of my throat. It was
I was wondering if you like had to set up your webcam and go you know, up to the webcam. Shine a flashlight in there.
It was really gross.
Yeah, that tonsil stuff is
well, you know, the thing
nasty
about modern medicine, the way it's changing is, and it's starting to accelerate with these changes, that we're getting to the point where there will be little bots that you will ingest, and will go all through your body, and they will report back to the medical professionals all your details. So you'll, like, swallow a little capsule, and all these little bots will just go through your system.
Jen's constipated.
And they'll say, yeah, Jen's got strep throat and she's constipated. Right.
Yep.
So
double whammy.
Double whammy.
They've got those pills now that it's like a little camera. Have you seen those? And you swallow it and it, as it goes down and through your system, it's just snapping photos every, you know, and it's totally taking pictures of your inside and they can spot things.
I love that.
And then out it comes into a, you know, spaghetti strainer and they fish it out and
spaghetti strainer.
Rinse it off and you take it again.
We've all done it. We've all gone in one of those, haven't we? Is that just me?
Of course.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
No, just trying to get better.
All right.
Yeah,
so
lay low.
I can, you know, deal with the work week next week. And
yeah. What show are you watching these days?
Let's see. The Old Man with Jeff Bridges.
I haven't seen that one. That's another
one
I've never heard of.
The Old Man.
Yeah, it's on Sling. We have Sling. We finished Stranger Things on Netflix, and obviously that's over now.
Same. If you're on Netflix, check out a documentary on there right now called Trainwreck, and it's based off the 1999 Woodstock disaster. It's a little three-part documentary. Are you a kid in the 90s?
Yeah. No, I was born in 81.
81.
Yeah, so you're a kid of the 90s.
You're the kid of the 90s, essentially. Teenagers.
I am a kid of the 90s.
So you'll like it. You will like it. It has a lot of 90s bands in it, 90s references, and it's a crazy documentary. It's called Trainwreck. So check that out, all right?
I will. I will definitely do that. And I wanted to say really quick, I'm so happy to talk to you boys. I listen to you every morning on my way to work. And I've had so many mind benders that I've gotten correct and I try to call in and I never get through. So
yeah, it's popular. We need to add more lines, don't we?
You know, maybe next week will be the week.
We need more than two phone lines because it makes it a little easier to get in.
It makes me super sad because I guess it and then I get frustrated with people because I'm like, this is the answer and I can't get through.
I know. I feel for you, Jen. Yeah. I really do. But you know what? Thank you for listening and playing along, and we're glad you finally got through today. I hope you feel better soon, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
You too. My goodness.
Nice meeting you.
We have the greatest listeners on the planet. Here's Sunshine, who's been holding. Hey, Sunny, what's going on?
Oh, I feel like it's a lucky weekend. This is the second time I've gotten through today.
I was wondering. I was like, how many sunshines are out
there?
Only
two sunshines. no, there's only one.
And she's back. Twice.
What's on your mind
well,
now?
Holy sunshine. Well, I'm wondering why you guys don't have a podcast for the Mindbender.
We're just lazy.
It's not that hard. You just push record.
Josh does all of our podcasts, and like he reaches his daily work limit at like 8:15, and then he checks out.
Yeah,
so.
You know, there's a variety of reasons why we don't, and too many to answer. But I will say that we have talked about it and considered it. But there are so many other avenues for getting Mindbenders that we keep our podcasts kind of separate from that. So
yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I understand why. It's just I want to share with my family, like, hey, you should have heard me today on the Mindbender.
Oh, that's true. You just want to brag that you were on the radio twice. It's all about sunshine. I see.
There we go. Right. We finally got to the bottom of it. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Going to the Train concert because of you guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And building a house. So very busy.
Like yourself? Like you're out there with hammers and nails? And
yes. My husband's a general contractor, and we are building our own house, and we're pretty much doing it all by ourselves.
That's pretty cool, though. You can customize it like however you want.
That's crazy.
Exactly. And it's done the right way versus people who just go in there and don't give a crap.
You're not cutting any corners. Are you adding anything kind of quirky or fun or special about it?
Secret passages or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, there's like little cubbies that are pretty cool and custom and...
Cubbies.
No, Sunshine, we don't want cubbies. We want like a secret passageway or
we
something.
Want tunnels.
You've got, you know, the world is your oyster.
Tunnels.
You can do anything you want with this house.
A safe
room. Put a
room.
Secret passage in.
Come on.
Hey, honey, why haven't we put in little secret passageways in our house?
Because he's lazy. He's like Josh. He's being lazy.
Yeah, he's like all the other contractors out there.
We're far from lazy, but yes.
Well, listen, good luck with that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Sunshine.
Thank you so much. Are we only going to have time for one more? I think we only have time for one more, so apologies to everyone else who's holding. Dan, good morning. Welcome.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, it's Dan.
We're doing great. What's on your mind? Well, what are you up to today?
You guys are kind of a welcome home for me because I moved away. I've been here in Denver. Geez, I've listened to you guys for years and years. I remember when Emily was with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Emily, that's what I used to call her.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Jeremy, it was like Dom having to control two little kids. I remember.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's very nice of you, Dan. Any other compliments?
I got a little story. Jeremy, what? I always make you nervous because remember when you guys used to, before the big C hit, as I call it, you used to do the Friday after hours like at a restaurant or a bar or something.
We'd go out for a little, morning show happy hours, things like that. We just had one
a couple weeks ago. A few weeks ago we did one.
Great turnout. Mm-hmm. Nobody called me childish there. Oh, go ahead.
No, and here I am, this big, gruffy, gray-haired guy with a beard, you know, about 6'2", 6'3", saying, hey, Jer Bear, how about a hug? And you got real nervous.
Well, yeah. I was like, who's this creepy gruff guy getting all up in my business? You would too, Dan.
I would, you know, but I was just telling you guys, it's like, no, I listen to you and everything, but no, what's great is I moved away to San Diego for a job for about 3 years, and then I moved back, and it's like, oh, awesome, you guys are still on.
Here we are, Dan.
You know, you could have listened to us in San Diego. We've got apps, there's online, there's Alexa, there's all, you could have listened
to us. The future is now, Dan.
Yeah.
I did. It was weird. It's like the app or something I used, there was kind of like a delay. I don't know what it was. And
it's a long way to San Diego.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to space.
It was some kind of. and there's just no radio stations like you guys in that area.
We're pretty awesome, buddy. I mean,
this is
some good entertainment.
We're breaking the mold here, Dan. What do you want? Listen, you got a question for us before you go?
I'm
a little nervous about any question you might ask.
I wanted to tell you guys, I'm glad you're still on. And like I said, it was kind of like, oh, thank goodness. Now I know I'm really home because...
Dan.
See, that's a nice thing to
now
say.
Now I want to embrace you for the reals, buddy.
Now he will give you a hug.
Now we won't make it weird.
Well, I can still call you Jer-Bear, Ken.
Please do. Danny boy.
All day long.
All day.